The Blessedness of Heaven, December 25th. A new heaven and a new earth. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. No man stumbles into heaven. No man goes there blindfold. If he will take time to consider, every man may know whether he is in the straight and narrow path, or in the broad road that leads to death and hell. If we do not receive the religion of Christ by feeding upon the Word of God, we shall not be entitled to an entrance into the city of God. Having lived on earthly food, having educated our taste to love worldly things, we would not be fitted for the heavenly courts. We could not appreciate the pure, heavenly current that circulates in heaven. The voices of the angels and the music of their harps would not satisfy us. The science of heaven would be as an enigma to our minds. We need a hunger and thirst for the righteousness of Christ. We need to be molded and fashioned by the transforming influence of His grace, that we may be fitted for the society of heavenly angels. We must have a vision of the future and of the blessedness of heaven. There the redeemed ones greet those who directed them to the uplifted Savior. The conflict is over. All tribulation and strife are at an end. Songs of victory fill all heaven as the redeemed stand around the throne of God. Then the nations will own no other law than the law of heaven. All will be a happy, united family, clothed with the garments of praise and thanksgiving. Over the scene the morning stars will sing together, and the sons of God will shout for joy, while God and Christ will unite in proclaiming, "There shall be no more sin, neither shall there be any more death." We want to get in the habit of talking of heaven, beautiful heaven. Talk of that life which will continue as long as God shall live, and then you will forget your little trials and difficulties. Let the mind be attracted to God.